Welcome to this series preview media session edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2026. The Indiana baseball team got a break in the winter weather yesterday and got one practice outside, on the infield at least, at Barkauffman Field. They head out to North Carolina soon for practice sessions in Cary and open the 2026 season in Chapel Hill against number 11 North Carolina on Friday at 4 p.m. The media met with announced Saturday starter Jackson Bergman, second baseman Aiden Stewart, catcher outfielder Hogan Denny, third baseman Will Moore, and head coach Jeff Mercer.
So, Coach, going to North Carolina this weekend, they've got a varieties of pitching profiles. So what are you doing with your hitters to prepare for what that weekend is going to look like?
Yeah, we typically do a lot of stuff with the machines, a lot of different setups. Zach's tried to mirror a lot of the different shapes that they'll face. We've also tried to kind of pare down our top arms versus our top hitters as the level bats. You typically, early on, trying to give everybody at bats and everybody's facing kind of everybody. In the last 2 weeks, we've really pared down to have kind of best on best and then really try to push the tempo in the cages. So much of it, when you're trying to explain it, now the guys have played, you can relate it, but so much of it is you don't understand it until you see it the first time. And then you can have a comparison back to, hey, this is what this looks like. You've seen this before. It's this shape and do that. But a lot of it is you just do the best you can to prepare them, make sure you're on fastball timing and stay in the middle of the field. And then we'll kind of figure the rest out from there. But, and then try to do a ton of just defensive stuff to prepare, just to keep the defensive portion of the game. So we've done a lot of offensive stuff, but not as much the last 2 weeks just because of the defensive requirements too.
Coach, what constitutes a productive or successful weekend down in North Carolina?
Yeah, I think they're kind of the same as it always is you just want to go play really good baseball. You want to be healthy. You want to play fundamental baseball. You want to execute on both offense and on the mound and defensively. And you want to be better at the end of the weekend than when you began. And throughout the course of the season, you want to grow throughout the course of the season, but you want to execute. And we need to be able to go out and execute the plan that we have in place, whether it's on the mound, whether it's defensively, whether it's offensively, our approaches and all the things that we do, execute them. And baseball is such an odd sport where so much of it is, so many things can go wrong. And, you know, typically if you execute a play really well in most sports, you usually get a quality result. Baseball just doesn't work that way. So the main focus on is, are we where we're supposed to be at? Are we doing what we're supposed to do? Are we executing the plan? Are we fundamental? And over the long haul, it'll work its way out. And so that would be the thing for us this weekend. And I think we will. I think we'll go out. I think we'll take care of the ball. We haven't been outside much, but we're going to get a chance to be outside today and the next day or two, and hopefully that will allow us to go play really fundamental and play clean and take care of it. I think the guys are where they need to be at mentally. I think their headspace is right. I think it's a good group that understands what's required to win, the responsibility that each guy has at hand in that. And I think they'll go out, whether you win or you lose, I think you, as long as you go and execute, we can make the necessary adjustments from there and grow throughout the year for it.
What are some of the specific challenges that North Carolina presents that you guys have kind of focused on as you've gotten closer this weekend?
I think what Carl insinuated with some really unique, over the top and hard cutter breaking balls and really sharp shapes and matchups and kind of matching the hands of a clock. So you're trying to push machines out to extended away from the rubber points and releases low and high, all the different stuff. I think that's the big thing is they're going to be unique on the mound and the stuff's going to be good. And you're going to have to be really kind of like when you're facing an Iowa, you have to be really strategic and steadfast to your approaches. Like you can't swing out of zone because it's a double play ball, right? You're run on first and second and one out and you're in a leverage count. You're in a 2-1 count. Right on right sinker, and they're going to intentionally run that sinker hard into righties, right? They're going to pitch out of out of your plan. And the question is are you going to expand to it or not? So every pitch is such a pressure pitch that you have to make good swing decisions all the time. And that's where they're going to put a ton of pressure on you. Their offense is primarily, not all, but a lot of guys out of the portal, a lot of new guys on the offense. And, you know, they ran the bases a little bit last year and they had 77 stolen bases. So they're a little over a base a game. You know, so those do some things there. They're going to run early in counts. They're going to do the fake bunt steal. They're going to do some of those things offensively to try to push tempo and pace. But the good thing for us with TJ's such a good thrower. He's such a good defender. He's such an elite thrower that you're able to – I feel comfortable about the run game. You know, I don't think they're going to be able to run wildly. We do a good job holding the runners. We've picked the time. Matt does a good job talking to those guys about varying hold times and looks, and we can really throw behind the plate, so I don't worry about those things. So just can you match up on the mound with them and keep yourself in the ball game to where it's a two-run game in the seventh inning, and then down the stretch try to find a way to pull it out and move from there. But yeah, it'd be to Carl's point, it'll be matching up on the mound and keeping out of double plays, having good at-bats with guys in scoring position, being able to finish innings that you started, those kind of things.
Are you comfortable talking about how you're going to deploy the pitching staff out there, but just start as a back end?
Yeah. I would say we'll start Newbeck on Friday. We'll start Bergman Saturday. We'll TBD the third game, primarily just because of the weather. Braden Thomas, if it was today, probably would go third. Him and Regan Rivera, I think those four guys have really separated themselves. But just they got rain on Sunday, and we're going to play two Saturday and not. So it would be probably those three guys. I think Regan gives you a chance to really follow whichever one you like and really give you some length. He's been tremendous. I could see Regan being a starter as well. It wouldn't bother me at all, but I think he matches up well after both the first two guys. And as you guys know, the first couple of weeks, you're going to have, you got 60 pitches. You got 65 pitches. So you're going to have two guys that are going to have to cover a game anyway. So you kind of doing four innings and matching them up. So, you know, Newbeck and Bergman will start Friday, Saturday. BT would probably be the third. And then Regan's your guy that you really feel like could be a four starter, but you're going to have to match those guys up. And now say on the back end, you're looking at Seabold and Yarberry. I feel really good about. I think Ian White from a matchup standpoint, Ian White's really been good from a matchup standpoint. Sarhat has been good from a matchup standpoint. You saw him in the fall, liked him in the fall. Good downer breaking ball, good changeup split. And the angles deceptive and tough. Connor Lynn, you know, if you have a lefty run of guys, I think Connor can be a starter. Connor can come in and match up, and then if he also can give you some length, you know. So I think those are the guys that you're probably looking at would be your main bullpen segment. Braden Thomas threw really well last weekend. It was the best I've seen him throw in a 4 or 5 inning stint. He was really good. They've worked well together the first couple of weeks here. So I feel good about where we are on the mound. I'd like to be able to go to a conventional rotation. The only thing that keeps me off of a little bit right now is just the weather. Is what are we going to have to end up doing there? And so I don't want to pencil in, you know, a guy into that third game, and then the games change and the days change. So they've all been worked up to either a Friday or a Saturday schedule. So Bergman Tony Newbeck and Regan have been worked up on a Friday schedule. Bergman and BT have been worked up on a Saturday schedule. So those guys will be able to work off of that.
Anything else for Pitch?
Tuesday after the Yankee series, you guys have your first home game. What's kind of the mindset going into the home opener?
That's a great question. I would like, obviously, depend upon what days we play this weekend. If it's you have a doubleheader Saturday, or lining yourself back up for next weekend while also getting some of those young guys an opportunity to pitch. So you're looking at, you know, Xavier Carrera and Callan English and Ivan Mostowski, those guys that really would like to to get those guys in. If they don't get in this weekend, we have to get those guys in on Tuesday because they're going to be main contributors for us this year. And so I want to get those guys experience. But we need to win the game. We need to play really well to win the game. So it kind of depends on how we manage this weekend. Maybe we open with an older guy and we start to get some of those young guys in. But we've got to learn from this weekend and then get better on Tuesday and keep stacking those days up. But the midweek games are tremendously important for us. I think, especially on the mound, we're going to be deep enough, given time, for us to grow throughout the year. We've got to add guys to the mix. In the midweek games, while winning, we have to grow the team. And then offensively, it's going to be an opportunity for those guys coming off of a weekend. What did you learn? What did you do well? What did you not do well? And then how do you apply that directly in real time before you head back out to another weekend? But, you know, you talk to the guys about it. It's a 56 game season, but they're each one game sprints. And so it's a long season, but they're broken up into single sprints. So that Tuesday is tremendously important. It's tremendously important for your team's growth, but it's also tremendously important for the long term. Look at your RPI and your wins are impacted tremendously on Tuesdays. So you want to go out and play really well. You want to play clean and fundamental and play really well for those games while still growing the depth of your team. And I think this group, I don't worry about the maturity of this group. I don't worry about the maturity. They'll be ready to play. They'll show up. They'll compete. I don't worry about that mindset portion of it. And so now it's make adjustments.
Jackson, you're obviously coming in as a veteran player, but you're also new to the team. So kind of talk about what your role is on this team and just, you know, how you're getting along with this group of guys.
Yeah, so obviously it's always weird kind of coming into a new group. You don't really know anyone. But I think through the fall and kind of this preseason, we've done a great job just sticking together, all trying to work as one unit towards the common goal of winning the Big Ten, hosting a regional, and then kind of just going from there.
Jackson, what was your first impression of Coach Myers?
I wasn't expecting it when Glant told us he was stepping down, but I got on the phone with him over winter break, and I mean, it was just kind of everything I was looking for. He's fit in really good with our pitching staff, so I think it's going to be a great addition to the team.
Jackson, you had a big run with Toledo in that MAC tournament I saw. How was the experience there, especially pitching against Ball State?
Yeah, MAC tournament last year was great. We started off against our rivals Bowling Green, and we ended up beating them and then made it all the way from the loser's bracket. I think we won five in a row to get to that championship, and it was a great run with those guys. I'm hoping to make another good run in the Big Ten tournament this year. So.
I was going to say, just a question for any of you to tackle. Just the importance of a strong non-conference schedule, starting with North Carolina, obviously, preseason top 10 team. So what does Coach Mercer kind of emphasize to you guys, just the importance of playing a schedule like the one that you guys are playing?
I think it's good for us to be battle-tested early on. I think last year we kind of had an unfortunate start where we didn't play the best that we could have played. So being able to play those top programs in the entire country early on in the year is just going to strengthen us and allow us, once we get to Big Ten play, to play our best baseball right away, not late in the year.
Aiden, you're a new guy here too. What's the acclimation process been like for you?
It's been a lot of fun. Great group of guys here. Everything's been going smoothly, and we're ready to get after it this spring.
What's it like being able to, obviously, quite an environment out here, but at least getting outside a little bit before your first kind of weekend, again, for anyone, just what's that been like? What's the importance of that, just being able to get a little bit of practice and outside?
We've had a really good setup at Mellon Camp. Like, I think it's one of the best indoor facilities in the northern part of the country, but we've been able to take a lot of live at-bats in there. The lighting's good. But being outside, we were able to get outside today, and then we go to North Carolina. We go to Cary tomorrow, so we're going to be able to get, I think, three more practices in before we start Friday. So.
Hogan, where are you at defensively right now? Just catcher, outfield, where do you feel comfortable right now?
I mean, anywhere I get the opportunity to play. As long as I get to be in the lineup and help the team out, I'm grateful for that. I've been focusing a lot on catching, just getting a lot better defensively back there, but probably start of the year, first game, I'll probably be in right field, but like I said, anywhere that can help the team win.
Johnson, there was a stretch last year where you had four straight starts with six-plus innings. This is a Hoosier team that's looking for some more longevity out of the rotation. How important is longevity in your game, and how important is it to the success of Indiana this year?
Yeah, obviously, the starting pitcher, their job's just to get the game going and then try to keep the bullpen out of the game up until kind of the sixth or seventh inning just to keep the bullpen fresh. They come in and do their job. But, yeah, going long into games is big for me just because I'm a sinker ball kind of guy, so I'm trying to get early contact, and that kind of lets me get into sixth inning pretty regularly with a lower kind of pitch count. So that just helps me, it helps the bullpen, it helps kind of the whole team towards the success.
For the hitters, we were talking with Coach about the fact that North Carolina's got an array of different profiles they're going to be attacking you with. So what have you guys been doing to prepare for that?
We've just been working a lot, getting as much working as we can, challenging ourselves. We're not just going in there and taking swings to feel good. We want to put ourselves in situations where we fail, and we also fail often. So when it gets to the game and we run into some adversity, we're used to it. Honestly, though, it's just going to fall back on the plan and our preparation. So we're just going to go out there and we're going to stick to what our strengths are, and we're going to look to execute them and be very consistent with that.
Will, this offseason, what was your biggest focus of development?
I think everywhere. I think there's always areas to improve no matter what level you're at. So I definitely attack everywhere, but the main thing is probably just getting stronger and getting faster.
And Aiden, you're running an infield that's, you know, knows each other very well. The fans here at the bar know them. How would you describe your game, you know, to the fans, to the folks following the team? Just as a newcomer, like, what can we expect from you?
Yeah, I mean, I love to play hard. I love to play for I'm really excited to play for this school and play for these boys, so I'm going to give everything that I got. Play fast, play physical. So.
Aiden, you're not the only former Fighting Blue Hen here at Indiana. Anthony came here a year before you did. Did having a familiar face here kind of ease the transition for you coming to a new school?
It definitely makes it a lot easier, yeah, especially getting to know some of the other guys, because Gooby, obviously being a returner, was able to introduce me to many of them. And yeah, so I think it definitely helps being a transfer, knowing someone.
Yeah. Hogan and Will, how close is the sophomore position player class?
Very close, I'd say. Yeah.
Like you said, very close. I think the leadership of the sophomore class, I mean, a lot of us played last year as freshmen, but now that we get to take that next step and get back here as sophomores, and honestly, between the sophomore class, that's pretty much the only returners we had besides a couple of older guys. But so we're just looking to really step up as leaders, not just on the field but off the field. But like you said, we're very, very close-knit.
Hogan, for you, as a leader of the team this year, who's been impressing you as far as the newcomers, some of the younger guys?
Honestly, I can't really say anybody specific. The freshman classes, especially the young dudes that are their first year in college baseball, I mean, they show up every single day. They don't complain about anything. And it honestly motivates the older guys who come in. And when you can have just a young group of guys who show up every single day, don't complain, and they're ready to work, like I said, it inspires everybody.
Hogan, your defensive development at catcher you talked about, how important has TJ been with that, helping you out there?
I mean, super important. When you got a guy like TJ who's had some experience as a freshman and then had a huge role catching last year, just being able to pick his brain, and he's been in the fire. I'm yet to catch a college inning yet, so just taking advice that he has and listening to the things that he's been able to teach me has really helped me out a lot.
And for Jackson, what have you learned as far as working with Denton?
Yeah, that was a big reason I decided to come here. He's great with the player development kind of role that he's in. And yeah, right when I showed up in the fall, we got straight to work, and then we've just kind of been sticking to our stuff through this whole offseason, and pretty excited to kind of put it all out there when the spring starts this weekend.
IUBase.com will have coverage of the opening series from Chapel Hill all weekend, including the live game blogs, which now have automated weather forecasts included. After the weekend series, the Hoosiers will host Bradley in Bloomington on Tuesday at 4 p.m. See you at the BART.